This is Coach Fran for the Texas State Bobcats, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on KTSW.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the Friday edition of Bobcat Radio. Last few minutes of the show here. Jason Harris, Miracle Robinson, Dean Garcia. Dean, the Masters is going on right now. You know, Warren George listened to us. He's waiting for updates. What's going on?
Can we get the Masters music in the background? Spieth is 12 under for the whole tournament, 4 under for the day through nice. Through 10. Charlie Hoffman, a.k.a. Oh, he used to be a.k.a. Spicoli, but he cut that hair. He's 7 under. He's 2 under through the day. He's through 7.
We're waiting, man. Where's Tiger? What's Tiger doing
Let
for
me
us?
Scroll down a couple pages.
Oh, that hurts.
Ouch. He's 1 under for the for the tournament, 2 under for on the day through 8. So I guess when he says he's close, I mean, looks like it kind of is.
I'm just happy to see him have a good show. You know, I was listening.
I wonder if he got his glutes activated.
I love listening to different podcasts, just getting different ideas from people. And I heard they did like a financial aspect on what Tiger brings. And they said, you know, the Masters every year brings around $150 million. You know, that's just it. When Tiger plays, $200 million. He's worth $50 million by himself in revenue alone.
Good Lord. Bubba Watson, the defending champ, he's 1 under. He tees off at 12:42.
Nice. I like Spieth, man. I think this is his year. I think he's going to win this one and eventually solidify himself as the best player.
I mean, he was close last year. I mean, he had like two or three bad holes where just like swung the momentum. I think it was on like 12 or 13. He made a bogey and Bubba made a birdie, and that like it was part of like a four stroke swing, and that kind of just ruined his round right there.
I like him this year, man. I think it's a good shot that he wins it all. So
that's a Texas boy too.
That's right.
From Dallas.
Got to represent.
He went to UT for years. Like, all right, I won national championship and then I'm going pro to make some money.
Yeah, done here. We're just gonna go make some money. Speaking of Texas, we mentioned this on the last show. Y'all weren't here, but Shaka Smart hired by the Longhorns on a scale of 1 to 10. How good of a hire was that for the Longhorns?
A 12.
Yeah. It doesn't get any better than that. They got their man. There's no doubt about it. Congratulations to them. Great hire. And
it was like, yeah, the UT started getting Shaka Smart, and then I was like right after that, UT hired Shaka Smart. It was it just took like one phone call.
It's like, pay the man whatever he wants, and he'll build your program. And we were talking about, you know, Miles Turner. I believe he's declared for the NBA draft already.
But, I mean, I think as long as you don't sign an agent.
That's
right,
true.
You can come back.
I would really think
half
about
it. Half of Kentucky needs to do that.
Yeah, please.
Of Kentucky, really.
If I'm Miles Turner, I would really think about coming home back to school and playing for a year.
Smart,
yeah, like he'll turn you into a top five pick like that. He had a good season. You know, he'll get drafted probably late first, early second. But get that top first round money, gentlemen.
Do you think the guy from Wichita State leaves and goes to Alabama?
Depends on that paycheck, you know.
And you know Alabama, they pay their coaches well.
But
that's if Saban hasn't taken all
the
money.
Right. So he's like, hold on, is it going to affect my paycheck? No, okay, then keep
pay
them
whatever.
You want.
They have their own they pretty much have their own
pot
of gold for.
They get that just printing money in the back there, money machines. If that's what
inflation isn't a thing for him.
Nah, I mean anything at all. Baseball, A-Rod hits a home run, ladies and gentlemen. He's back. And
400 feet without steroids.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
So he's like, so y'all saying I can't do it? I'm too old. Steroids.
Set out a year, did Pilates or whatever it was. And
yoga.
He's good to go, yeah.
Like Roflo said, hashtag new captain.
No.
I don't know.
No,
you can't take that from Jeter.
I don't want him captain in my team. But I wouldn't mind seeing a few more home runs. He's got 655 right now. He's not going to break the home run record. There's no doubt about that.
Five gifts you're handing out steroids today.
He's five back from Mays.
Yeah, he'll get that this season. Just in his career, do you think he breaks the 700 mark?
Yeah.
655
because
right
how
now.
Long, how much longer can he really play?
Well, he
play
has, what,
is
three years
question.
Left on his contract?
Yeah,
but
I mean, he's 30. He's 39.
That's the question.
He'll attempt to play those years. There's no doubt about that. I think he may.
He ain't going to retire. He ain't going to give up $40 million.
I think he ends up at like 41, 42 down in Miami playing for the Marlins and like DHing, you know, or something for them down there.
Can't DH for the Marlins.
Uh-oh. Who's down in Florida plays in the AL?
Tampa.
Yeah,
Jason is a – he's like Tampa. Miami person.
Yeah.
But how many do you think he'll get this year, 20?
I would put past him to get 20. There's no doubt about that.
So okay, that's on the low end.
Yeah.
The top end's probably 35.
That's 75 right there.
Yeah.
So I mean,
and then 25 the next two, three. I guess he could break the 700. You know, he has that escalator where he makes like another $30 million if he hits the 700 home run.
That's just his bonus.
Yeah.
But he gets like he gets escalator every milestone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so incentive is big for him. Not that he needs the money.
I know, right? That he's got more money than God.
Let's just let him get the 700 this year. That'd be good for the Yankees.
I'd be like, here's your money. Please go away.
Please retire.
Let's see. Troy Polamalu. Gonna hang
that
him up.
That hurt my heart.
Yeah, man. That was a good dude. I love that hair.
You like, know, Ravens are my second team, but, like, that kind of, you know, Steelers, Ravens don't really get along, but that hurt my heart.
Ish is probably happy.
Yeah.
No more jumping over the line.
Exactly.
I think he could have been just a phenomenal safety, you know, if injuries hadn't gotten him. He was a great, great, great player.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know if he'll go down.
The way he played, though, it was
fearless.
Yeah.
Because he didn't get hurt until, like, the Madden cover, which is, like, 2011?
It's the curse.
He had, like, 10 healthy years.
So, you know.
So, Hall of Fame career or no? That's the question.
I would have to bring up his stats and look at it.
770 tackles, 8 Pro Bowls, 2 Super Bowls.
10 sacks.
Yeah.
10 forced fumbles. And it was like every time he like touched the ball, he like made up like every time he made a play, it was like a top 10 play.
All right, maybe not first ballot, but I imagine he'll get it.
Okay.
He'll get in there. So good for him. And finally, Ish's favorite team is the Titans. Titans being rumored to going after Phillip Rivers possibly.
That's a good look.
Number 2 pick overall gets sent to. It's some kind of weird package or whatever. Would you send the number 2 pick to San Diego for Phillip Rivers instead? So basically, you're saying I want Phillip Rivers instead of Marcus Mariota.
I don't know, because Phillip Rivers, he started off that season really well, and then he kind of hit that slump towards about that 8th game where he got that injury. So I don't know. He's climbing up there in age. I don't know if I would give him up for Mariota just yet.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't think Mariota's NFL ready, but he definitely has the biggest potential.
Why would you trade for a veteran quarterback when your team's not even, like, contending?
That's the thing.
That's the thing. They're not ready to compete right now. So I'd say keep that second pick. Even if you don't go Mariota, keep that second pick and find something better for you.
Right, and then maybe try and trade something else.
And then, like, let the Mettenberger. Let him take your lumps. Like, don't like sit Mariota behind him, and behind clipboard Jesus, and then keep Mariota healthy, and then until you build your team.
All right, guys, that's gonna do it for Bobcat Radio on this Friday again. Stay inside, listen to KTSW, watch some Netflix if you need to. It's too wet to be doing anything outside. But want to thank you for tuning in right here to Bobcat Radio. For Dean Garcia, Miracle Robinson, Jason Harris, saying thanks you, and we'll see you next time.